Cardiff, how may I help you?
Hey, it's Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, how are you doing?
Good, you?
Good, good, good. So, I got your email. Thanks for getting back to me. So, do you want to kind of straightforward... I can give you a $5,000 down if you want to the vendor. It would complicate things, but, I mean, I don't see a real advantage to doing so. Maybe a shorter term, but what are your...
They make my payments less.
Yeah, but don't take this the wrong way. The banks are really light and you're getting hit for overdraft fees and negative numbers. So why would that be advantageous unless you need to put that amount of money down? It wouldn't be solving any.
Because my payments would be lower.
Yeah, but you're an existing customer, so I can speak frankly to you. Unless you can get like a cheaper cost of money, that's why you should put money down. Your banks are negative right now. They're ending negative. So it's exacerbating a problem for you to take all your liquidity and give it to me. I'll take it. I don't care.
I don't see how it's negative. I got we got a lot of money in the bank right now. I don't know why you're coming up negative.
The bank statements that Karen sent me ended with negative balances, and many of the accounts were having consistent overdrafts. That was one of the issues.
Karen, where'd she go? We've been excellent for the last year and a half. I don't know where you got that from, but let me hang on a second. Karen! Ruben said that the bank accounts that you sent him have absolutely negative money in them and you've got serious overdrafts.
Bullshit. The overdrafts are like very minimal and the negative, I already explained that. If it got caught on the end of the month, I don't know how that happened.
Let me bring up what the underwriter said. I'm not trying to beat you guys up. That's not my goal here.
Oh, gosh. That's funny.
So, if we look at the general account, okay? If you look at the general account...
We've got three accounts. Did she send you all three accounts?
Yes. So, your general account... So, this is one of the issues. Your general account has a negative minimum balance of $3,000 and $3,077... and a negative ending balance of negative $3,084.
What about the other accounts?
I can bring those up. The payroll account, that's as of June. Let's see. As of April, the payroll account ended negative. As of May, it started negative and it ended with $9.53. And And it ended with nothing in it, $84 in it, in payroll in June. So there's very little, like, breathing room. Your brown job account, if you look at it starting January, it started negative. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else. That account has nothing in it. Ended with $2,000. Okay. The Harrison job, that's just a lot of money in and out, no real balances. What is happening, and I can, you are looking for working capital paths, and I want to get you the best terms available. When you have any days that have negative accounts or negative payments, it impacts the ability to borrow significantly. So I'm more than happy to take $5,000 up front from you. I'll take whatever you want to give me up front. I get paid to fund your transaction. But what I'm saying is, by keeping very little liquidity and having the banks go negative...
I understand that, but... I'd rather give you what I got now than go into a huge amount of payments.
Okay. All right, so let's run the numbers. Is the equipment cost the same?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Do you want to try to fund this today or no?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if we can beat the clock. Give me 1 second.
Sure.
All I don't know if you're getting, are you getting any equipment or capital needs in the future, or just kind of staying away from that for the time being?
No, I got to get a van too.
Okay. So you might be back to, I mean, you might need money to put down on that, so it might be, you know, two hassle and dozen, but here are my thoughts. If you want to put money down, then we can go back to doing the two payments due at signing, which would be helpful. And what, just so I know, I can price you out of numerous different ways. What kind of payment are you shooting for, so I can play with the numbers here? So I can.
I'd like to keep it at about $500 for 3 years.
Okay. 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 Let's see. What was the payment I quoted you for 3 years?
For 3 years, if I were to put first and last down, it would be $767.
Hold on.
And that's not your quote. That's National Business Capital's quote, but the same lender. You quoted me no payments down, which made it like $870 a month.
Hold on. I mean, I'd rather not get into war of attrition with someone else. So what did they quote you with?
3 years, first and last down, $767, sorry.
Have you received documents from them?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it a first and last, or is it a security deposit?
No, first and last with a doc fee.
Okay. And is that document just like mine, or is it a proposal, like a one-page document?
It's just a one-page document with proposals.
Okay, that's not real. That's not a contract. So just so you know, and I'm fine.
Well, I understand that.
Let me just understand, because we've done a lot of business together.
You're lucky I'm giving you this quote. I could have said it was first and last. First and last paid to me, and then they were just going to give me $767 a month. You're lucky. You're lucky, honest.
Honesty is a good thing. I'm the same guy that ran to get your transaction funded with Global the first time down to make your because Direct Capital had your money, if you don't recall, the first time. I'm sure you remember that. Do you remember me fixing that transaction?
Yeah.
That's how our relationship started. So just so you know, first and last.
You're not
going
to ask me to marry you, are you?
No, I've had enough of that stuff. First and last, on one of these quotes, just, you know, the lender behind it, I know the lender, they're partners, by the way, they traditionally do not a first and last. It's actually a security deposit when you get your contract. It just, you know, it's actually a security deposit, and then you start making
payments.
I'm not
worried about them, Ruben. Stick to the point. What are you going to do if I want to put $5,000 down? 36 months.
Okay.
I'm
so
tired.
This
I've been working since 5 o'clock this morning, and you're blabbering, and it's making me more tired. Just so you know. And I'm watching this bus driver beat the shit out of a guy that slapped him.
Awesome. If you do on this transaction, I am not allowed to take $5,000 down. You would just have to pay the vendor the difference. So I'm not allowed to take it from you as a down payment. You'll just inject it as an equity into the equipment. So the vendor would invoice you. The vendor would invoice you, and you'd be financing $14,900. However, then you're going to have to put some money down to me. So this is my suggestion. You want to put some money down? No big deal, because you don't want to do first only? That's fine by me. Let's bring this up.
How about if we do this? How about if we give $5,000 to the forklift guy and only borrow $15,000?
That's what I just said. That's completely fine.
Why don't we do that?
But
for 36 months.
That's fine. I run the risk of pissing you off, Kevin, and that's fine by me. I'd rather piss off a customer and tell them the truth, because I've been doing this long enough. I've been doing this longer than the average guy who's desperate for a deal. I'm not desperate for a deal. If you put this amount of money down, we will be back in square one on the van. Because if you need to put money down, especially due to the credit score, it will be back to square one. I strongly suggest not doing that. I suggest it hurts you more than it helps, although I will not turn away your business. I know the other guy will jump through hoops and he'll do a dog and pony show because he's desperate for your business, or he wants to, and he knows he has an approval, and so he's not trying to undercut me. Fine, let him undercut me. I don't even know who the company is. It's none of my business. It's just someone submitting for the same file. But what I'm saying is...
I already told you who it was. It's
something
NBC.
I have no idea who that is. What I'm telling you is...
Nationwide Business Capital.
Okay. I have no idea who that is.
NWB. NWB Capital.
And I'm sure you know someone contacted you,
right,
but everyone...
They're right across the street from you, Ruben.
Okay, that's fine. That's
I'm
fine.
Kidding,
I don't care. What I'm saying is this. It's a long day, but I'm trying to give you the spiel. You came to me for working capital in the past. There were negative bank statements. There were negative bank statements that precluded you from financing. The money is better spent, the $5,000, to keep. Let me explain. If you can keep your bank account with an average balance of at least $1,000 to $3,000 and not have negative days, you have a lot more funding options. If your account ever goes negative, then you have a lot less options. So if you give this $5,000 to it, you preclude yourself from a tremendous amount of equipment financing and a tremendous amount of working capital. Because if we do this van, Kevin, where I live in the real world, the credit score is on the lower side, and we're going to be back to the square one. I'm going to say, hey, look, what if they come back to you on the van and say you have to put 20% down? That's my whole fear. I'll do whatever you want. I don't want you to make a decision. I can have you make a decision today, but I'm just telling you the truth. By putting this money down, I only suggest a customer to put this money down if and only if the lender requires it. In this case, I don't. What did I quote you for 48 months, by the way?
It was like 750 or something like that.
Okay.
The other person's got 635, but that's 1565 down and $295 for doc fee.
And they're quoting you out, what, 50, you said 6 what?
635 a month, 1565 at signing with a $295 doc fee. So that's $2,604 more for the 4-year term than it would be for the 3-year term.
Okay.
And then the 5-year term would cost me $5,264 more dollars.
What's the term you have for
term.
What's the term you have for 5 years?
555 a month with $1,405 down and $295 doc fee.
What's $1,405 down represent?
First and last. And
okay.
Doc fee, I think. Let me see. 555 plus 555 plus 295, 1405. Yep. So.
And what are we basing? What are we basing this off of? What equipment costs?
$19,275.
That's not what I have.
What do you have?
I have $19,900.
No. I sent you the quote.
Quotes were $19,900 from what I understand.
Let me look, hang on a second. Nope, 19,000. Oh, shipping. Yeah, 19,900.
All right. And so I can give you the quote. So what was your quote on $19,200?
Well, she actually quoted me for $20,000. So I thought it was $19,275, but she's quoted me on $20,000. So all the quotes that I've been giving you is not based on $20,000.
Yeah. But all right. Well, that next.
I forgot about the $625.
I mean, I don't feel like getting into a war of attrition with someone is a good idea. The approval that I have is for 5, 6, and 11 months. I can discount that to 60 months. You can borrow 15. You can borrow 10,000. You can borrow whatever you want. You can even finance $5,000. That's the minimum on this approval. But my thought process is, and I'd rather scare you away and you hate me, because I'd rather be hated and respected than loved and then hated. If you put this amount of money down, it will be back to square one.
Yeah.
People come to me in tears. I don't screw around. I have people that come to me and they say, I wish I listened to you. We've been through this, Kevin. We've been through someone not understanding your transaction. Someone wants to undercut me? Fine, let them undercut me. At least I'm giving my customer...
They're not undercutting you. You're the same price if I were to put first and last down.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, what my suggestion is that to kind of think about this transaction so we don't rush anyone. If you put this amount of money down, it's fine. The vendor will update the invoice, you'll finance less. But I truly believe that having money, more money in your bank account can really help you out. That's just my thought process, at least for financing.
Mm-hmm. So what is your payment? What are you saying? Nothing down or
just? It's I offered you first payment down. Let me see
what you got here.
Look, if someone's going to offer you the same approval and turn in a car sale, that's fine. I'll do it. I've got to make a living myself, and I don't begrudge the person for doing this. They saw an opportunity and said, "Hey, look, I can make some money." So I'd probably do the same thing, but. What my whole fear is, I send you the quote, I undercut them, they undercut me, and then end up someone's, this. If the guy wants to work for $5, let him work for $5.
Hey, Ruben, that's not what I did.
Yeah.
The only thing that I did was get a second opinion, and that's smart.
Absolutely.
I should have got a third one. I got a credit card.
Okay.
Tried to get a credit card for $20,000 at 3.5%.
Okay, so here's my opinion, and I'm not trying to be an a-hole. The real opinion is this. You run a very good business, and you've been around for a while. We've done two loans together, one for the CNC for Global, one for the CNC for Park Industries. One of the challenges you're facing is this. Your business credit's pretty strong. Your personal credit, the late payments do affect it, and having some, I didn't even include your banks, but the negative banks shut off a lot of options. This is my real opinion. It's a choice. You want to put $5,000 down to the vendor, that's fine. It doesn't matter to me. It shouldn't matter to anyone. I get paid by funding your transaction, not the amount of money you borrow. But if you are looking for a van and other equipment, I'm telling you this $5,000 could be very important. And I don't know how much money is in your bank right now, but I can just go based off the information I saw.
Right. Well, Karen wanted to put $5,000 down. I don't know why, but...
If your average ledger, this is what I can explain. If your average bank ledger is $3,000 or more, there's no guarantees, but there's a lot of programs that become available. If your bank ledger is between an average of $3,000 to $1,000, there's less programs that become available. If you have any negative days, it doesn't matter. Look, you're talking to someone where I'm on your side, but I can also talk to you like an underwriter. It doesn't matter if there's... Underwriting is done electronically now. It's not done with a real human being. It's a computer. And so if there are any negative days, and especially any negative beginning or ending balances, you're shutting yourself off from a lot of programs. And that's just the truth. The reality is your file's approved as is, so I'll do what it takes to run your business. I'm just giving you the 411. That's all.
You need to give me... Yeah, that is cool. You need to give me, a quote.
On what numbers would you like? On the 14?
Yeah, is that what it... Yeah, 14.9.
Okay.
14.9 for 3 years? With...
I think, unless I'm wrong, it'd be about 592.80. And that's with two down?
2,000 down?
No, that's with two payments down and a small documentation fee.
Oh, okay.
But does what I'm saying make sense or no?
No. I'm too tired to make sense of it. Sorry.
Okay. Okay.
It's Friday. I put in 80 hours this week, and it's not behind a desk. It's physical and behind a desk, so I'm pretty beat. I'm just trying to keep the payments as low as possible and the lowest amount of time. That's all.
Okay. I understand
where you're coming from to a point, but what I'm looking at is I want my payments to be as low as possible because it's just that's the smartest way to go. You've been really good, and I haven't been late on. I don't know where you're getting a lot of late payments from because we only here and there maybe but
no
here,
I can
this year's been awesome.
Let me.
Better than any year that we've had. So.
I'm not incentivized to give you any like one program or the other. I'm here to give you the best possible deal. I reached out. You did a loan with a company called Financial Pacific Leasing, correct? For the SAW, the servicer, for Global.
Right.
The payment issue.
You know what they, Ruben? They screwed up on us. They did something funny on one payment. They did something funny on one payment, and we tried to get it turned around, and I don't know what they did, but they only took half of our payment out one month, and then told us we were late payment on that month. And every month they tell us that we're late payment on every month because we're trying to pay that money back, and they won't take it. It's I would never use Pacific Financing again. I think they're a bunch of idiots over there.
Well, in the future, if this ever happens, I'm your go-to guy. Just tell me, and I'll make sure I get a resolution. We've got contacts over there.
You should do that because we tried, and it's been ridiculous. Okay. So,
well, whether you move forward with this,
that's the reason why you're having those stupid late payments. And it wasn't our fault. It wasn't like we didn't have the money. That gets taken out of our account automatically.
Okay, and you know what? If now that I know whether you do this transaction or not, I'll make sure I talk to who I need to talk to on my side to work that up. But I wasn't just referring to that, Kevin. I was referring to your personal credit report.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm rich. They call me Trump Jr.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm rich. They call me Trump Jr.
No, what I'm saying is I'm not trying to beat you up, man. That's not my modus operandi. What I'm saying is that when there's late payments, it impacts the ability to get credit. And so I'll do whatever you want to make you happy. That's my role. But the only, instead of just being the straight salesperson that's just going to say push and push and back to the dollar and dollar, I'm going to tell you that if you put a lot of money down on here, A, it does not make your cost of funds different. It's not like a mortgage. So it does not make your loan costs any cheaper by putting equity in the equipment. Number two, it actually costs you because putting $5,000 up front instead of paying another $100 or $200 a month, it's two halves, one dozen. And if you have that cash in your bank account, you can get access to better programs potentially. That's all I'm telling you. That's all I'm saying.
Now, what if we get this loan, okay? And we do the 3 years at like $700 a month or something like that, right?
Okay.
What happens if we put more money towards the principal while the loan is applicable?
Let's take.
So let's say we owe $700 a month and we pay $1,400 a month.
Or even $1,000.
Or $1,000 a month. Does that make a huge difference or no?
I don't even know if they accept extra payments, but I do know on this program there is an early payoff. So let me tell you. Let's see. It says you may not prepay any amount or other amount except that if you're not in default, so if you're paying, you may terminate this agreement on any date and you'll get a discount. By paying all amounts then due, including accrued taxes, together with all unpaid payments for the remaining term discounted at 4% per annum. So you get a 4% discount per year if you decide to pay off everything early. I don't think they'll accept anything more than your normal typical payment.
That's not enough to pay it off.
Yeah, there's not a huge discount.
No.
Per year, yeah. These transactions aren't designed for you to pay off sooner.
Right. Okay.
Well,
I mean,
does it cost anything to do an automatic withdrawal, Ruben?
No, I actually included that in our documents. Absolutely not.
Mm. Then I won't think about it.
Okay, well, we'll just have to take the $2,800 that we're going to sell the forklift and go see Ruben in California. What do you think?
I think that
After every three loans with Ruben, he takes us out to Ruth Chris.
I have a better steakhouse out here, less expensive and better food.
And And it's minimum two of the top of the line bottles of wine.
I'm not a big drinker, but I'll get you whatever you want. But Karen, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, she can hear you.
Great. The loans that I've done for you previously, especially the one for the equipment you have through Park, have been different. Right now, I'm shut off, and don't take this the wrong way because I hate it when people beat me up. I used to have the worst credit in the world, way worse. So way bad credit. But here's what goes on. With this type of funding, right now, you're getting a higher risk program due to credit. Not bank statement, just due to credit. Now, if you fund this transaction, just, you know, I doubt this would fund today. You don't want to make a decision today. We would, if we wanted to move forward with me or the other gentleman you're working with, or woman, whoever it is, you'd fund. Your billing cycle would be on the 1st or the 15th. So regardless of what term you took, it's 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th. So either you'd have either your first bill would be due on August 1st or September 15th. That means your first month would either be prepaid for September 1st, August 1st to August 30th, or from August 15th to September 15th, and then you get interim rent that covers that prorated period. Here's all I would tell you, because I actually anticipate working with you a lot more. You know, if the van is important and working capital is important, the money is simply spent better boosting your bank accounts. Getting the balance to $3,000 gets you a lot of other options. If you want to put the money down to the dealer, it is no skin off my back. But let's just give you the data. So what was the quote you had for 36 months from this other company?
$767 a month with $1,829 down.
As a first and last. Okay, $767. Fine. I'm just going to show you, using those same numbers, where you'd be at. I'm just going to show you, just so you know. If you finance $14,900, your payment using those same exact numbers would be $574.28. I'm using the same exact multiplier. What I'm doing is I'm taking that $767, I'm dividing it by $19,900, and then I'm multiplying it for $14,900. So what does this mean? The difference between $574 and $767 is about $193. If you're putting $5,000 down to the vendor, that means you have to make 25 payments. You want a lower payment, but that means you have to put 25 payments to basically break even. So it's going to take you 2 years and not have access to $5,000 until that money breaks even. The only reason traditionally down payments help is if A, the lender requires it, or B, it makes it more attractive. What I would like to do is this. If it's okay by you, there's one program that you're going to get approved for. But if you're willing to put this amount of money down, I can go back to my underwriter and say, hey, look, this customer wants a lower cost of money. They put $5,000 as a first payment. That's a huge amount of equity. Can we get this turned around? And maybe that's a better way to slice it.
All right.
How much cash do you have on hand right now in your bank account, by the way?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. I don't even know why you're talking. I'm talking to you, Ruben.
Honestly.
I don't know.
I don't count on that stuff.
How much you got?
Usable?
Yeah. Are you including Harris?
I'm talking about your operating account.
Oh. Your operating account, the one that you use the most. About 6,000.
Okay. If I take 5,000 from you, take the dealer takes 5,000 and you pay us a first and last and document fee, that's going to be close to $7,000. You're negative two, or you're negative one. It's inappropriate.
You charge $2,000 for doc fee?
No. I said your first and last payment in a documentation fee. I'm doing an estimate for you. Fine, $1,500, $1,600. If you give the dealer that's what I'm saying. If you've got $6,000 in the account and you're liquid, and I charge you $6,600, It doesn't make me sleep well at night. Makes me feel icky.
It would if I borrowed $600 from you.
What do you mean?
That would make you feel really good, and you'd sleep really good at night.
There is a problem. The reason I get a lot of referrals is there is a problem in our industry. I'm sure you get calls all the time offering working capital and a lot of mailers in the mail, correct?
Are you reading from a computer?
No.
Oh, it sounds like it.
I had somebody else call from Bank of Cardiff. He kept calling me.
Yeah, there's a lot of reps that are... Look, I run my kind of own little show here with equipment financing, especially with stone equipment. It's my niche. But the reality is people are overloaded right now. And the truth is most people in our industry don't care about their customers. They do not care if their customer goes bankrupt tomorrow or succeeds. They are paid a commission to generate a loan, and that's it. I take a different approach. I've been here for 9 years. If I take your money, I have to take it. I can't tell you no. But I'm telling you, especially with your plans for the van, it's going to be hard. I might not even be able to get you an approval for the van, Kevin. You might have to pay that cash. But just to kind of give you those numbers, if you give me that amount of money down, you're negative in your bank account, just to draw a picture.
Yeah, Karen, did you hear that?
All right, well, you were going to put down what we were selling the other piece of equipment for, so maybe we could see the stage for that.
Okay. First and last. Ruben, you just lost our money. We're going to have to finance the whole thing now.
What I was trying to say is I had somebody else calling me periodically, and I finally said, I'm working with Ruben.
Oh, thanks.
He got real quiet. He said, oh, he's going to be pissed at me. I don't know who.
Look, everyone's trying...
Don't worry, I put a hit out on him for you, Ruben.
Everyone's trying to make a living right now, and our industry is... There's a lot of good people that work here, but like I said, if you do... Let's just kind of give you an example. Let's say you fund on Monday, okay? Fine, you fund on Monday. Your first, say, due date is the 15th of August. Great. Fine, you put your $6,000 down, no big deal. You've covered August 15th. You get our bill in the mail for the portion. It's like 27 out of 30 days. It covers the rest between, say, July 18th and August 15th. It's a prorated. It's called interim rent. Fine. Part of the contract. That's going to be less than a full payment. So let's say it's $500. I'm blasting you. You're hitting a negative. I never suggest. Here's what I tell customers. You should never have under $5,000 in your bank. Ever. Because the amount of funding, it's kind of a trick. If you have more money in the bank, you can get more money, and you can get it cheaper. If you have less money in the bank, you can't get it money, and it's more expensive. So
if I had money in the bank, I would need you.
Well, that's not true. I'm not saying that you have $50,000 in the bank. I'm saying that you have five. There's a reasonable level. If
well,
you have
$6,000 is in our operating bank account.
I didn't tell you about the other one because I'm holding that for material purposes.
Correct, but here's the flip side. You guys, look, if you guys come to me and you say, hey, Ruben, I want to buy material and I want to buy $130,000 of material, what am I going to ask for? 3 months of clean bank statements. I'm not judge, jury, executioner. I'm the loan officer trying to get your deal approved. I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to get you approved and tell you the best way to go about it. So if you need material purchases, that's the whole issue.
I feel like you're a poor man racist.
What does that mean?
I'm poor and you don't like me.
That's not true, because if I didn't like you, I wouldn't work hard for you. I'm actually... That's exactly not true. I'm not afraid of pissing a customer off, because I know that 9 cents of times... They'll come back to me.
Do you have your quote in front of me of what you quoted?
I do have your quote on what I quoted you with one down. Yeah, I have your documents.
All right. What's the payment for one down?
Well, I mean, what I had quoted you on 36 was $829.
Oh my goodness, Ruben, how do you sleep at night?
And if we decided to pay this off early, that's not any good.
No, they're not going to do it.
There's not a huge cut. No, there's not these are non-cancelable fixed transactions. You get a 4% discount per year. It's completely nonsensical. You shouldn't do this with the intention of paying off early. If you did, so let's kind of go through that number. Whether you go forward with me or not, Let's say you owe $10,000. And let's say you have 1 year left. That $10,000 is way better spent on your business than sending it in and saving $400. That's just the truth of the matter.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
And anyone who tells you otherwise does not understand your business.
And the problem we got, Karen, is, like you said, our credit sucks. And
your credit doesn't suck. Your credit has some issues. It doesn't suck. If you want to, you can wait. You can wait for a few months. I can tell you what to repair on the credit, and we can get your forklift in 2 or 3 months.
No, I can't. I have 3 containers coming. I need a forklift. I spent a lot of money on material to come here, so.
I mean,
need a bigger forklift.
I guess the question I'd ask you is, do you? Go ahead.
I think
I can get your payment reduced for one down, but I still think the one down is the way to go. That's just my 2 cents.
What can you get it down to for 36 months?
I mean, looking at the number, I sent you an email. I'm not sure if you got it. Let's see.
450? Oh, great. You're the man,
yeah.
Ruben.
Yeah,
Ruben.
Exactly.
Ruben.
At least you have a sense of humor. So many people don't. Let's see.
You make me laugh because you're like a program. And I like to break up that program.
I'm busy, man. I like to work hard, and a lot of times it's been my best year, but it's been very busy, and kind of right now with our industry being saturated, I have to tell people to stop listening to people who lie to them. It really sucks. There's a lot of bad things happening in our industry. It's really bad stuff.
Yeah, but the people that I called earlier, they were up front. She was
sounds like a good company.
She tried to get us, a regular loan, and our credit score didn't allow it. So
no, sounds like a good company. Sounds like someone honestly that knows what they're doing and is a good referral.
And they just use the same company you did.
Yeah, the company that's servicing it is you had a loan with them. They're called Pawnee Leasing Corporation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they charged me $97 every month for insurance when I had insurance on it.
Once again, if you get one of those bills, call me. I will take care of it. Most likely, your insurance.
The Pawnee is charging us $100 a month for insurance.
When we had the other forklift.
Oh.
You shouldn't. You should have a court certificate, and you can always give me your insurance broker, and I can talk to them. Let's take a look at this. Just call me. Just call me. That's all you need to do. Just call me.
Interesting.
Let me give you these numbers.
That was another $1,200 a year. Now, like Ruben said, call them if you have issues.
Yeah, regardless, whether it's a transaction I'm doing or not, I should be able to get this and still slice it pretty thin at, give me 1 second. Do this. If it works for you, it'd be $798.65. That's the numbers that I'm tabbing out.
And that's with one down?
It's with one down, correct.
One down, you know, stock fee?
You're looking at about $300.
Well, it'd just be added to
the... I'm including the dock fee at $300 as an estimate because we pay the vendor before shipment, and there's usually a $100 charge for them to do that, where they're releasing the money before collateral is delivered.
Okay.
And like I said, the only other thing you'd be charged, depending on when your billing cycle is the period between when we pay your vendor and when the first payment is due, and then your next payment will be due a month... like, you know, a month after the first billing cycle is done, because you're covering your first full month in advance.
I'd rather do the 15th because both machines are on the first.
That's fine. So we can set it up there. That's fine. You could do the 15th. That shouldn't be an issue if you want to move forward. That means August would be prepaid. That means that August 15th and September 15th would be prepaid. You'd have a small bill between when we funded your vendor. So let's say the 18th or 19th of this month and the 15th of last month, it'd be automatically ACH for a partial payment. And then your second full payment will be due September 15th. Signing up on the 15th should be fine. Some people ask for like the 10th though, and it's kind of impossible. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I was on my computer. I'm looking at dogs with funny outfits.
That's the end of the day, Kevin spent.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, the reality is, and sounds like, you know, the other person on the side of the fence is actually a decent company. This money is more expensive than you're used to, and my goal would be to get this transaction done for you, guide you, I know you're a busy person, but guide you through the credit and the bank statements, so the next time you come around, we give you the best deal possible. My goal is to get customers deals that are better than the market. That's my only goal.
And it's a fine goal to be had.
I do it for a lot of people. I'm doing about 5 refinances a week.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It keeps your house painted.
Yeah, you have no idea. Welcome to California.
Yeah, it's very expensive there.
Taxes are a bitch.
You're in San Diego?
Yeah. I pay more than a third of my income in taxes. It's not pleasant.
Wow.
Yeah, so. No kid.
Are you going to vote for Hillary Clinton?
Not voting for either of these criminals.
Hillary.
I don't agree with them, but I would probably vote for Bernie Sanders over these two people.
Oh my gosh, he's worse.
He is worse, but at least he wants to help people.
No, he doesn't. He's full of crap, just like the rest of them.
They're all full of it. Look,
I would vote for Ben Carson, but I'm gonna vote for Trump.
I don't blame you.
We'll see what happens.
Why don't you guys take a while, think about what you do. At the end of the day, like I said, I will do whatever you want. You want to pay the vendor $5,000 and do one payment down to me? No big deal. Just at the end of the day, just realize that, and if you want to do one down for, just, you know, Kevin, if you want to do one down for 60 months, dude, I'll do it. And just to give you an FYI, you'll come close to the goals you need on a monthly payment. You'll come close to, you know...
Yeah, but I don't want to spend $5,200 more on interest.
Mm-hmm. The way to look at this, though, and this is kind of the way that you have to look at it, because it is what it is. It's really about getting a payment that you're comfortable with, not necessarily the interest. But I will do, and take this to the heart. You guys want to call me on my cell phone? Anytime, feel free to. I'll do whatever you guys want to do. My only kind of telling you is this. We talked about working capital in the past. We've submitted you for working capital in the past. And one of the challenges has been there's been a lot of money in, but a lot of money out. And if you have the ability to pad your bank account and keep your ledgers clean and have no negatives, you can confidently pick up the phone call, even if your credit has issues, by the way. But you can confidently pick up the phone to me and say, hey, Ruben, we've got 3 months of clean bank statements. Or, hey, Ruben, June or July. July was clean. There was no negatives. What can you get me for cash that I can come back to you with something? But if you spend this $5,000 with this vendor and your balances go down to close to nothing, I'm not going to lie to you. My ability to get you finance for working capital is very limited and becomes very expensive. I don't ask customers to keep $10, $15 million in the bank account. But I think telling customers the truth and saying, hey, look, if you keep at least $5,000 a month or $5,000 on your average balance, you'll get better loans. You know, most people understand that.
Makes sense. I tried to collect $42,000 from a customer and I got $8,600.
There you go. The bottom line is it's just setting you guys up for future loans. You're not going to change your credit overnight. It's not going to go better or worse overnight. These are pipe dreams. The only thing you can control is your choices. And if you have the choice to give me the you're not giving me the money, by the way. You're giving the vendor the money. So if you have the choice to give the vendor the money versus keeping your account, let me just give you an idea. You have 3 months of clean banks. You can generally get loan terms, 12 to sometimes even 18 months for cash. You have negative days, you start looking at a lot less money and 9 month terms. You have a lot of negative days or average balances, you got to start a loan program for 6 months. And that's over a difference of having a few thousand in your account. That's just the way they underwrite cash loans because they're based on average daily balances. You have to understand that a computer is pretty much underwriting you. It's a computerized system. The days are long gone of someone actually saying, well, I'm going to have this human being and they're going to underwrite. No, it's a computer and they're looking at key data points. So why not, you know, why not play within those rules? Yeah, no, well, and that, by the way, that's regardless of whether you work with me or not. I'm just giving you guys information. But, you know, that's the basic data points. Feel free to call me anytime. I mean, any other questions I can answer, I'm here to help. I can also do a 22, and just so you know, this is, I think, just to give you a little feedback. You guys worked with Pawnee Leasing previously, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked at the notes. This happened, and it's not me destroying anyone. It's me telling them the truth. This happened last time, which was you guys, they had way more expensive cost of money. So you guys did a 12-month term, but you burden yourself with these high payments. At the end of the day, you're committing to a payment, not an interest rate. I don't care, though. I will give you what you want. There is no incentive for me to offer you a 12-month term or a 60-month term. Zero. There is no incentive to me to fund you $14,000 versus $99,000. Zero. I get paid the same, whether you're loan funds or not. But part of the relationship is telling people the truth. You're not, you just so you know, you are actually getting a cheaper cost of money over a 5-year term. Are you aware of that?
How do you figure that when it costs me $5,000 more?
Because you're cheap. You're actually, if you want to run a T value or a cost of money, like an APR, getting a cheaper cost of money over 5 years. You are. It's just the data. And from a simple interest perspective, it's what customers tell. What I tell customers, if you're not paying twice as much and you're borrowing the money over twice as much time, it's a better deal. That's why a lot of my cash loan customers. I just did a loan for a gentleman for $250,000. Okay. His term was, if he borrowed $250,000 and he paid it over 6 months, his payback was $297,500. So he paid $47,500 of interest for doing it over 6 months. His option for 9 months was $320,000. And his option for a year was $330,000. So he told me, hold on, I can borrow the money twice as long, but pay not twice as much interest? I should do that. I said, okay. It's just math.
What do you want to do, Karen?
I'd actually like you guys to think about it because I don't like to rush people in transactions. I'd like you guys to think about it, weigh your options, and give me a call Monday because I don't want to put any pressure on you. It makes me highly uncomfortable, to be honest.
All right, we'll call you Monday morning. You start at what, 7?
6.
Okay. So 9 o'clock our time. Uh-huh. All right. Cool. We'll keep our records up there, and we'll call you Monday morning.
You got it, brother. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Ruben. See ya.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Karen.